Blog Talk Radio.
God, we love you and we thank you for everything. We thank you for this day, for this moment, Lord, for this hour. Thank you for great health, great strength. Thank you for the anointing moving on this line and destroying every yoke. We bind the devil on this earth, bind him away from this line, and give you the glory and all the adoration. We ask that you would take over, Lord, and lead us and guide us. Oh, God, we don't know nothing. We can't do nothing. Can't even say nothing without you. Help us, God. I want to thank you for everything you've done already. Thank you for binding the devil and casting him out. Thank you for supplying our every need. There's so many things that we give you thanks and reasons why we thank you, Lord. You're the one who woke us up this morning. You're the one who started us on our way. You're the one who gave us breath to breathe another breath. Gave us strength to do that. Lord, you're the one who let us see another day. God, you're the one who let us blink our eyes another time. You're the one who let us hear praises unto you. You're the one who let us think another thought. And you're the one that let our hearts beat another time. You're the one who gave us the activities of our limbs another day. Oh, God, you're the one who's letting us speak where people can hear us another time. Yeah, thank you for blessing our family. Thank you for blessing our home. Thank you for your goodness one more time. Thank you, Lord, for great health and great strength. Thank you for another day. Thank you for saving our family, our children, our loved ones. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for blessing. And thank you for the miracle like we've never seen in 2016. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. We bless your holy name. Thank you for safeguarding our people on this line and for your protecting hand around them. Thank you, Lord, for the vision. And thank you, oh, God, for starting us on our way. Thank you for life. Thank you for a good day. Thank you, Lord, for designing this day. Thank you for protecting us and perfecting us. So many things we can thank you for. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for healing so many bodies on this line, for healing cancer, for healing diabetes and high blood and low blood and back trouble and heart trouble, mind trouble, gout, liver problems, acid reflex, flex, and ulcers. And thank you for healing those eyes and for touching the master, Dr. Betty, healing those ears and sinuses. God, you're just a wonderful, wonderful Savior, and we bless you. Now forgive us for any sin, anything we've done that was not according to your will. Forgive us. Help us, Lord. Sins of omission and sins of commission. Lord, bless us, we pray. Now help us, Lord, to walk circumspectly according to your will. In Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for being a hero and a role model. We follow you and we give you the glory and all the adoration and all of the praise. We love you and appreciate everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do. We bless your holy name right now. Thank you for every person on this line. Lord, let them receive a blessing. Yes, Lord. Let them receive a blessing in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory and even the honor right now. And we ask everything that we said this morning we ask it in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God. And thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. And amen. And amen. And good morning, everybody who's awake, to you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. God bless you. You know, I thank God on this line that we don't thank him and we don't speak to one another just to be seen or just to be heard. But I certainly, as much as God has done for me and for you, I certainly wouldn't want God to not hear me praising him and thanking him, not hear me being grateful, not hear me speaking, not hear me lifting him up. We don't do it to be seen, but I don't want to be seen not praising God, amen, because it would mark me as a selfish person for God to be so good to me and me to be so evil to him, amen. He's blessed us once, blessed us twice, and we certainly thank him for his goodness and kindness. God, I love you. Love you, Lord. We love you. Love you. Love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we thank you for everything. God bless you. All of those who are awake, amen. Thank God for you. And we appreciate you. God bless you. No matter what you're going through, I keep on telling you that God is going to help you. God is going to bless you. It's going to be all right. The devil doesn't want you to think it's going to be all right. But it is going to be all right. And I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. Wake up here and give God glory. God's been good to you. Hallelujah. Whatever you're facing today, God's going to bless you. It's going to be all right. I believe that. Everybody who's awake this morning, let's give God glory. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Let's praise him for 2 or 3 minutes and thank you, Lord. This is the praise. What level is your praise on? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, thank God. Every area code, wake up and give God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You want to be heard praising God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is worthy. answer all of our prayers.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus. Some of y'all, You ought to live to know him. And how can you know him? Study the resurrection. What came before it, what came during it, and what came after it. Yeah, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. That's a powerful thing. We've never known anybody. Let me put the suffix on here. We've never known anybody to die and to be raised from the dead and stay raised. They died again. We've known people to die and get up from the dead in this century, probably. But we've never known to stay risen. He's risen even right now. And you want to know him in the resurrection, the power, what power he had in that resurrection. Got up and said, I have all power in my hand, even over death. And I want to know him in the fellowship of his suffering. I want to find out, you know, all the suffering he went through, being whipped all night long and bruised and wounded and all the pierced in his side. All of this, knowing him, what he went through, makes me like him. I want to be like him in his death. He never said a mumbling word, and yet somebody stopped me and I cut him out. But yet here he is going through all this suffering, and he did it for me. I want to know him. What makes him so like that, that he can endure all of that, amen, and still stay on target for the assignment that was given to him, and he achieved the assignment. Here we are today being saved, and we have a right to the tree of life because of him, because of his resurrection power and his suffering for us. God bless you. The line is open to you, Philippians 3:10. Amen. Who wants to know him in the power of his resurrection and in the fellowship of his suffering? Being conformable, being made like him in his death. Who can say a word on that? Amen. So many people are listening to you. Amen. Ambassador Hagen, are you on the line this morning? I want to give a station identification, and then we'll come back. And I'm giving you a chance to think for a moment. I want to know him. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death. NIV. All right. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? She may be attending her husband. God bless her. Had a major operation. But anyway, God bless all of you. Let's open up the wisdom seminar, and then give us a word on that. Tell us what the Lord is saying to you. Some of y'all, I know you can talk on that. People like Mother Wilson and Mother Wanzee and Cobb and Ambassador Stern and Ambassador Elect Natalia Williams, all of y'all, Mother Britt, all of y'all can talk on that. Amen. Seasoned warriors of the cloth. Amen. Want to know him in the fellowship of his suffering. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. Mother Diggy, area code 708.
Yes, ma'am.
God for this scripture. And I want to say, when I was a young, much younger than I am now, I heard this old mother say that you get acquainted with God in your suffering. And then this is not, I was saying one time, this is a suffering way. And somebody corrected me and said, this is not a suffering way, but it is suffering in this way. And I want to say, you get acquainted with God in your suffering. You go through to yourself is not so important. That you know how you are treated is not so important, but how you treat people. And God, I was singing this song one time, I'll know him by the prints of the nail in his hand. And this scripture came to me, we'll get to know him in the fellowship of his suffering. As we go through things as he went through, it takes out the me part of us and brings in more Christ in us and let us be more Christ-like, because the self part, that's what we got to kill out, is the flesh part of us. I hope I'm, maybe this is just not so clear, but it's about as clear as I can see. But I thank God for the suffering, because if we didn't have to go through nothing, we wouldn't get to know him and know all the things that he can do and how he can sustain us in what we're going through. And that's what I'm thinking of.
Beautiful mother, you said some important things there. Yeah. You started people to thinking. Yeah, how do you know him? How do you get to know the Lord? In the fellowship of the suffering, we go through trials and suffering. You know, people don't really know the Lord well until they've been through something. You hit that, mother. That was great. You don't know him well until you've been through something. If you haven't been through nothing, you don't know the Lord. Because, see, God will be with you, seem like, more when you're down on the ground and when you think that he doesn't even care and love you no more. Amen. He'll be with you then, just to show you the fellowship of the suffering will take you up to new heights and new depths. It'll pick you up and turn you around and take you up, 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 up through the fellowship of his suffering, getting, when you're going through experiencing some things like Christ, being ridiculed, being lied on, being cheated, being talked about, mistreated. Yeah, you don't really get to know him until you've been through something. All right, the line is open to you. Somebody else, jump in this wisdom seminar and tell us about that scripture. I want to know him. There's the one, that's Philippians 3 and 10. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Who else wants to share something about that? Amen. Who wants to share about how you got to know Jesus, how you got to know him? Amen. Some of y'all have been through so many things on this earth, and you had hit rock bottom. I was walking down the street and hit rock bottom, and I remembered what Mama said and what my father told me about you ought to give your heart, your life to Jesus. And in that dispensation, I looked up to heaven and asked Jesus to come into my life. And, oh, I was empty and lonely, and he filled me up, told me that he loved me. And I got to know Jesus, and I've been getting to know him ever since. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Amen. I got to know him, read about the fellowship of his suffering, read about what he went through for me, my God. And read about his resurrection after he suffered, and they did him so, so wrong. His own people crucified him on a tree, that old rugged cross. And then they put him in the grave and buried him and thought it was over, discussing how they had defeated Jesus. And all of a sudden, oh, my God, the soldier came running in talking about, you know, he's risen. Amen. You haven't defeated him, he's risen. I don't know, he had power in his resurrection. He's up, he's gone. We looked in there, he's no longer there. And took time to even fold his clothing. As if to say, y'all, I'm not trying to do this in secret. I'm taking time to fold my clothing to let y'all know that I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And I'm gone from this place. The clothing that I had on, I'm gone. God bless you. Come on. Philippians 3 and 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Who wants to talk? The line is open to you. Anyone?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Ambassador Cobb in Texas, Earth Code 832, and this is a beautiful scripture. I was just relating that, relating that to my own life because on the 13th of August, it'll be a year since my husband had passed. And at that point in my life, I really, really had to dig down deep during that time, and I really got to know the Lord even better because he was there for me. He was there. And a year later, I wouldn't have got through it if I hadn't got to know the Lord and know what he could do for me because he can do things, he did things for me that man couldn't do. And then I really got into the fellowship with him and praying and fasting. We got a real close relationship, and to this day we continue that relationship. And I know that I can depend on him because if he could go through what he went through, who am I that I can't go through it also? If he died on the cross for my sins, who am I that I can't show him that I appreciate what he did for little old me? And so when I relate to that, that makes me want to get closer to him and depend on him even more day by day because every day. Because, see, last night could have been my last night. That could have been a death there. But I glorify him and appreciate him, and I fellowship with him because doing that suffering, what I thought was suffering, the suffering we go through is nothing that Christ has gone through. And that's why we need to glorify him and honor him and give him the praise. We can't have church like we used to have church. We don't have to turn up our praise, turn up our joy, turn up our love because he is so appreciated. I just appreciate him that he grew with me through the suffering that I thought I was going through, which was nothing compared to what he did to go through for me. So God bless you.
God bless you. Is that Ambassador Wazim Khan?
Yes, sir, it is.
That's a perfect example. I mean, when your husband died on August 13th of last year, that is a wonderful example. You got to know God. You needed him to touch you. You needed him to help you. You needed him to walk you through. Amen. You needed somebody who would be there in the midnight hour to stand with you and to soothe your aching heart. You needed the Lord. Amen. And you got to know him. That's beautiful. Beautiful. Even more. Even better. God is so real. Amen. All right. The line is open to anyone else who wants to.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, Ambassador Chief. This is Sister Elaine from Minnesota. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning to you. God bless you.
Yes. I'm so glad of this, to be on the line this morning and to hear this great wisdom subject. I was studying yesterday just what you're talking about, what suffering brought you. And I was trying to think and wait since the others had went ahead of me how I could shorten it because it's such a great revelation for me. And I had, before I retired a few months ago, I had, all the time I had been on the line a few times, you know, in other years that I had been previous to being on this line, I had a whole lot of financial situation I wanted to clear before I retired, you know, a lot of loans and things like that and debt. And because once you retire, don't have those type of finances coming in as you do when you have a salary. And you don't depend on it, but you still look forward to it. And God helped me to do that before I did. And I was thinking when I read this yesterday in my study time, what something has brought you. It brought me from a lot of anxiety, is helping me to endure, you know, a really hard time, and delivered me from stress, anxiety, and depression, some of those things. And, well, all of those things. And I was so grateful because I found out that the Lord suffered all of those things and much more through his dying on the cross and through him giving up his life so that I would not have to go through. And I heard that from somebody else, and I think that's one of the main things that I learned, and what he's done for us is that he went through it so we don't have to go through it. And and I thank him for that, because when I really, like another sister said, you dug deep down, you know you've been saved, you're walking with the Lord 30 or 40 some years, and as I have since like 1981, I you know, you sing, you go to church, you have leadership parts in the church, and you go to church all the time. You're in church four or five times a week, meetings and all types of things. And you can truly say that I know the Lord. But when you have something on you and you find out that God is way much more than that, way much more than 30 or 40 years, you go into church and you preach and teaching, whatever you're involved in, and you find out you have to go to another place. And he has, as the scripture says, that he has no height, no depth, no, I mean, you can go as far as you need to go in him. When you think you're at your literally end, God will meet you there at that suffering point. And I met him there when you think you're losing your mind. You don't have nothing else to give. You can't think another thought, another solution. God will meet you there, and he'll open up another whole door for you. And I thank him for that, because I've been there before. I lost my son. I lost my husband. I lost a son and a husband. And relatives. And you think that you cannot do that. Loneliness will come in, financial distress. God has met all of that. And it brings me to the conclusion of this little short sermon that I want to say is that he brought me joy, a deeper joy. He brought me from all of that, delivered me from what he went through, the suffering, brought me to experience a greater joy and a greater deliverance. Yeah. And it begins, and I thank and praise God for that, that I am free from that bondage. And I thank God for it, and just want to share that with you all and much more.
Wonderful. Thank you for helping me, God, in the fellowship of his suffering. And then I looked at this. I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. What happened in the power of resurrection? Resurrection means buried, means down. It means going through something that's knocked you down on the ground, below the ground. You feel so low, so empty. Anybody ever been there? You felt so empty, so down. Anybody and how he was went under the grave, went under and down in the grave, and you felt
come out,
and then you got up. God brought anybody. Anybody felt like that the power of his resurrection? Been flat on the ground. Knocked down. Looked like people were walking on you.
Thank you, God.
And you read about how he had power to lift you. And you put your hand in his hand. And he lifted somebody on this line. I know.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you.
The line is open. Anybody?
Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, 913. Good morning, Chief Ambassador. Forgive me for my tardiness this morning. My sister had surgery yesterday evening, and I come over to check on her this morning. But I'm just getting on the line and just to make sure I'm not off track. You talking about knowing the Lord and the power, your suffering and his resurrection. That just brought to mind when I was in a world of drug addiction, men addiction, alcohol addiction. That was before I knew Christ. And I was just talking to my mother yesterday, and if I'm wrong, Chief, would you please correct me? And what that means to me is when I was dead in my transgressions, dead in a world of sin, enemy of the cross, didn't want to hear nothing about Jesus. And then when I someone took me by my hand and led me to church, led me to get to know about the Lord and the pastor, and the Lord can deliver you. The Lord can heal you. The Lord can keep you. I said, what you mean he can deliver me? He said, the Lord can deliver you from them drugs, the alcohol, and them men. And when I grabbed a hold to that thing, grabbed a hold to it,
you're fading a little bit.
Seeking the Lord. He delivered me. It means to me I was dead. And he resurrected my dead soul. He resurrected me. I was dead, hell bound, enemies of the cross. And I know I'm in the power of his resurrection because he resurrected me. I was dead. And now he gave me a new heart, a new mind, a new everything, a new look. People that I knew then don't even know me now. He gave me a new face, a new makeover, everything. And I know I'm in the power of his resurrection. I was dead. I was dead. And he raised me.
God Almighty. Sister Sheila Brown, you have brought that out so marvelously. Amen. See, that's why God allows us to go through certain things, because he needs a witness. In times like these, God needs a witness. People to remember when they were in the world and were dead, and God resurrected you.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
What a wonderful, wonderful testimony. And you brought that out so well. You're growing. Amen. Sister Sheila Brown, God bless you. Thank God for you. I'm closing the Wisdom Seminar with that. If y'all don't understand that, I don't understand. God brought you out. Give me a couple of praise reports. We just got one right then. But give me a couple more of people who want to realize that you got to know him, the power of his resurrection.
Yeah.
The fellowship of his suffering. You've been through some sufferings. You went ahead to Christ, and he resurrected you, and now here you are alive and have the freedom to have eternal life forevermore. Thank God for you.
Yeah.
And now you're being made conformable like him, been made like Jesus Christ, becoming like him in his death. Yeah, but he raised
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Right, who has a praise report? Somebody that the Lord has blessed. Give us your praise report. Anybody want to be?
This is Ambassador Cobb again in Texas, area code 832. And I just thank the Lord for Jesus, because on last week I had asked for prayer because I had back pains. And I was flat on my back in bed for 2 days. But thank the Lord, I can get up and I can move. And on Friday night, on the blog line, when we did the Holy Ghost rehab, I was able to do that. And I just thank the Lord for that. So y'all continue to pray for me, and I pray for y'all, and I love you, and have a great day.
Were you up praising the Lord during the Holy Ghost rehab?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't tell me you were, you were doing the holy dance, or just, you were moving around, walking?
Yeah, moving my legs and my arms.
God, thank you. Resurrected with him. Thank you. Hallelujah. God bless all of you. I'll take one more praise report. I got to move. Anybody else?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pretty. And for a place recording.
You're breaking up a little bit. Just move your phone just a little. We want to hear you.
I have a praise report this morning. I went to yesterday for a procedure, and before the doctor did the procedure, he gave me an exam and found out that actually the condition that the doctor thought I had was actually getting better, so I didn't have to have the procedure, and I am so thankful to God for that.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Prayer changes things. Amen.
Thank you.
We asked God to touch her, and he did.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I was sitting there asleep, waiting on her to come out, and she came and touched me and said,
"No."
I said, "Look at that. Just rest in the Lord."
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Miracle. Thank you.
You know, she's been thanking God ever since the Lord touched her.
Praise God.
God bless all of you. I want to open it up for prayer. I know I feel led to get one more somebody. Let me remind you of how God touched you. Somebody on this line, God touched you too. And do you want to tell it? If so, I'm going to give you just a moment here. Amen. Anybody else have a praise report?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pastor Jerry Hall,
Missouri,
816. Yes,
ma'am.
Chief Ambassador, I do have a prayer report real quick.
All right.
When you had us to hold up our bills to the Lord, I had
a plastic
bag full of bills, and I prayed. And then the next week, I hear from the IRS saying I owe $2,000, and I did not get discouraged. I just started praising the Lord. And then later, they're going to say I owe $5,000. I continue to praise the Lord, and now all I owe the IRS is $500. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
You keep on praising him, and that'll be erased some way, somehow. God may give you all the money to pay it or whatever, but he moves in mysterious ways, but that's the way to do it. The more you praise him, the more he'll bless you. Amen. The enemy can try to do this or that, but God will bring you out, and you'll be in great shape. God bless you. All right?
Thank you.
I want to open up the prayer request. Anybody have a prayer request? If so, let it be known. If not, then we may get one or two prayer reports and close for the day. All right? Any prayer requests?
Good morning. This is Renee McNaught from Texas. I need some prayer because I feel like the enemy is discouraging me. I don't know how to say this, but
let me stop you just for a moment. I want you to change what you just said. See, I want you to loose on this earth something wonderful for yourself. If you want to say, I feel like, why don't you change it around and say, I feel like God is encouraging me. Do it the other way.
Yes, and I
going through some things, but I feel like God is encouraging me. Amen. And you lose that on yourself, okay?
Yes, but what I'm worried about is people liking me. I've always been that
way. Why don't we say this? I want to thank God that people do like me. I'm not going to worry about what they think about me, but I thank God that people like me. Why don't you lose that on yourself?
I thank God that people like me.
Amen.
You do. Power of his resurrection right there.
And I know I'm a child of God.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
I know I am.
That's good. You
I
are.
think I